One of the overriding criticisms of the master planning process has been that the school district's moving too fast, and the decisions to move forward with grade realignment and full-day kindergarten could be postponed another year. Co-chair Sean Morgan says the master planning process began a year ago to identify current and future needs, and with some schools already at capacity, he says the district needs to act now.
The fact of the matter is that we are at capacity now. We have two schools that are, you know, have portables going up this year. So really the process is a matter of pulling together what all of the current and future needs are and try to bring those together in a way that we get an overall plan to give us a roadmap for the future. And we need to address the current needs, you know, now. So in an ideal world, maybe this process would take 2 years instead of 1 year, but unfortunately we don't have that right now.
Co-chair Rory Murphy says while they have developed a master wish list that was based on a needs assessment, certainly some of the projects identified are more important than others. Some are academic priorities, others are athletic needs. What the committee needs to do now, he says, is figure out what those priorities are.
There may be some truth to the fact that, it probably is something that we've sat around and people have said, hey, you know what I would really like for my department and that kind of thing. But I think for the most part that's not true. Like Sean said, you know, you have grade realignment that's going to happen. So the high school that must be expanded, you know, where it gets expanded, how it gets expanded, that's all questions up in the air. You have two elementaries at capacity. You know, we have trailers now and, you know, we can't sit there on our hands, you know, for a long time and wait for the ideal solution. We have to work with the information we have and do the best we can.
While there has been some support for building two middle schools for 5th to 8th grades, they say the district really can't afford to build and maintain two separate schools for the expected population.
If we were a much larger community that had the tax base to support that would be one thing. But when we're talking about the numbers just to do some of the basic things that we're talking about in what might be phase one of this master plan, and we're already hearing that that's a high price tag, we're talking about a whole lot more if we have to build yet another school to have 2 5-8s.
Well, build and operate. I mean, yeah. It's just – and it really is. It's a cost thing, and it's like – I mean, and this has come up in recent months, and, you know, and I think it would be great that – it was all neighborhood schools and everyone could walk to school, but, you know, it's just cost. And that's the whole thing right now is we're talking about public funds and we have to be proper stewards and, you know, we can't fulfill everybody's desire.
Concerns have also been expressed that if the district waits, the cost will only escalate. With low interest rates now, it's a good time to bond, but those bond rates are only locked in when the bonds are actually sold. Additionally, Murphy says construction costs continue to rise.
In the past 3 years, cost of construction in Utah, and you can verify this, has gone up 5% a year. And so, you know, if we do it this year, it costs X million. If we do it next year, it costs that plus 5% and so on. So you just, you know, there's all these things that are coming into play.
Holding a bond election in November will require a special election, which will cost the school district. And if the district were to wait a year, voter turnout would likely be larger given that it's a presidential election. But Morgan says that there are others apparently waiting for the school district to move forward with its bond this year.
The other thing that we've heard is that some of the other potential bond initiatives were kind of waiting for the school district to go through with their bond, and they've sort of left a spot for us this year. This is at least what I've heard. And so, you know, by waiting next year, we may be up against a lot more competition for other bond initiatives as well. So, and that's just, again, that's just another piece to the puzzle that we're trying to sort through.
According to a timeline published on the school district's website, a final master plan and detailed cost estimates will be delivered to the school board by August 11th. The school board is meeting that day at 4 p.m. Without detailed drawings for the high school expansion and new 5th and 6th grade school, they don't have a bond amount at this point, but ballpark figures have come in for the high school expansion at about $17 to $23 million and another $20 to $24 million for the new 5-6 school.
You know, usually you get down to the penny with how much you want, and then you go forward. you know, we're not going to have that luxury. We don't have architectural drawings, and we're not going to be able to say, yeah, it's $23 million, $539,000. It's because we just simply aren't to that level of information.
Rory Murphy and Sean Morgan are the co-chairmen of the School District Master Planning Committee. The committee is still accepting public input via email. You can send emails to masterplanninginfo@pcschools.us. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.